Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and you were just listening to sweet Laura Jane. Oh, wow. Thank you, Laura, for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Joy, for having me. This is so exciting. I'm so happy to be here and talking to you. It's like reuniting.
Reuniting, yeah. I met Laura, umpteen million years ago. I will not say how long ago. She went to the University of Arts, and she has a BFA in Fine Arts. She's toured all over the United States, Europe, and other parts of the world. She has been in the musical Hair, Harlem Renaissance. She's worked with, so many artists, Tina Marie, Jeffrey Osborne, Jessica Simpson, Jada Pinkett Smith, REO Speedwagon, Joe Walsh. I mean, who hasn't she worked with? Right now, she's currently touring with Enrique Iglesias, and she was just on the beach recently, if I recall.
Girl, yes, I was. We were in Acapulco. We did a Telehit Awards, which will be on, it'll be on Univision or Telemundo soon. I'm not sure when. We were in Acapulco and did a couple songs. I did a duet with Enrique called Taking Back My Love, which was fun, and it was kind of a mini vacation, you know. We were right there on the beach and jet skis and volleyball and a little bit of work, but a lot of fun. It was cool.
Oh, so now what made you decide to start singing? I mean, what age, I think about 5 years old, you said? How soon did you start singing?
I started singing when I was about five. Actually, my mother said when I was like three or four years old, she said I was walking around the house hitting these high operatic notes with like vibrato, and I sounded like an adult. She was like, oh my gosh, she's having an outburst. She's like, honey, you know, dad, you know, Tom, we have to put her in choir. So then they put me like in a community choir for kids, and then of course I started singing in church, and I just never stopped. It just definitely became a passion. It's definitely within me, no doubt about it. I can't imagine my life without music. It's the one thing in my life that I can't live without. You know, I just absolutely am miserable if I'm not doing music. So.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I met Laura, she was, acting, but I think she realized later definitely that singing is her passion. She's a beautiful singer, and actually talking about singing, let's play a little bit of one of your songs here. You have
My Plan of...
I think My Planet Boo, you want to play that
My
one?
My Planet Boo, yeah, let's play that one.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Wow,
yes.
That is jamming. We are jamming this morning, girl. Shoot, I need to get up and start shaking a little something, something.
You're crazy. I love it. Yeah, that song is cool. I wanted to write a song that was really about, you know, coming into my aura, my energy, my spirit, my way of thinking. So, you know, we just started writing the song, and it came out really quickly. And that's why the lyric is To My Planet, Boo. It means, you know, come into my planet, come into my Laura aura, come into my world.
It's funky.
Yeah,
definitely funky. So what kind of music do you like? I mean, what inspires you? Is it jazz? Is it rock? Is it hip-hop? I mean, what's on your iPod right now?
I got a lot of weird stuff on my iPod. I mean, I got a lot of different stuff. I love world music. I love Brazilian music. I love, like, trip-hop. I'm kind of like, you know, I love Tricky and Martina Topley Bird. You know, I like different things at different times. I mean, I'm a music lover, and music resonates with me and within me for different reasons at different times. Sometimes I want to hear a hip-hop track because I want to feel a certain way, and sometimes I want to hear something that's old and classic. It could be a rock song because it just makes me feel differently, or I don't know. I've got so much different types of music. I literally listen to everything. It's never one genre. It's never one singer. It's never one style.
Mm-hmm.
I love music too much, you know?
Now, do you write some of your songs for that are on your album?
Yeah, I write all my songs or co-write. That album that we're listening to, I wrote most of the songs with Xavier DeFrepolez, who had Blackball Universe out of L.A. Good friend of mine. That went well. And another writer on the album is Jamar Gomez. There are two tracks on the album that are all like Brazilian percussion. Mm. I really wanted to integrate like some kind of world music. The thing is as an independent artist, you know, when you're an indie artist, there are a lot of pros and cons. And one of them is you can do whatever you want. So
right.
I decided, you know, instead of I wanted to do an album that was like a quilt of just different textures and different sounds and things I like. And I figured, you know, since I'm doing it and I'm executive producing it and da-da-da-da, I don't need to have anybody dictate to me what I have to do and what I have to sound like. So those Brazilian percussion tracks are by Jamar Gomez, and I work with him in Enrique's band, Enrique Iglesias. Very talented.
Is that the call song? Yeah.
Yes.
Let's play a little bit.
Okay.
Let's play a little bit of that for the people so they can hear.
Okay.
Sweet Laura Jane.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, see, that's
completely
different than My Planet Boo. So, I mean, your range is extraordinary.
Yeah, I just, like I said, it was one of those things where I asked my friend, you know, can we just, like, see what happens and, you know, lay down some stuff and see what happens. So this guy went in and had all these, oh, my God, it was so amazing, had all these different types of Brazilian percussion instruments that I'd never seen before, like a stick and a stone.
Did you say a stick and a stone?
I'm kidding.
He has a sense of humor, people. Let's just say Laura has a little sense of humor going on here. All right. So now what did he really have in the studio when you came in?
There are different types of percussion even for different regions of the world. I mean, like, you know, congas is invariable of a different region. And so they're just different little trinkets. It's like that in the Middle East. There are different instruments. There are odeds. There's sitars that are from India. There's just different types of instruments.
Right,
but he borrowed a bunch of stuff, and I said, let's just see what happens. But Joy, to be honest with you, I really did not know what was going to come of it because I was like, this is different for me.
Mm.
I'm into melodies and, you know, chords and guitars and piano and stuff like that. So we laid down the percussion, and then I don't know. We just started singing. It just, like, the song came out really quickly. Of course, we went back and tweaked it, but it came out really quickly, and it was exciting. Jamar and I are going to do some more stuff. We're going to Venezuela soon with Enrique, so we're going to do some more stuff. And we're also going to do a remix of that song, The Call. So look out for that, and that's going to be hot.
Now, what about this song, Fever? Is that safe for me to play? You know, this is a family show.
Totally safe. It's a love song, baby. It's a love song.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's play a little bit of Fever for the audience here, okay?
All right.
I need my man right now after listening to that, okay? That's some smooth. I need a glass of white wine, some candles up around the house, the lights off, the kids at the babysitter. And
yes, honey. It's all of that. You need to have a little bit of that on every record. You need a little bit of sensuality, love. You need a little bit of that on every record. Yeah,
definitely,
nice
definitely. So, what artists out there you think are hitting it right now? Of course, you are hitting it, and you are definitely on the horizon here. If anybody's listening, definitely check her website out. She's on MySpace. You can listen to these tracks, buy these tracks. Sweet Laura Jane in MySpace. But who else do you think is hitting it out here right now?
Well, you know, like I said, it's a really good time for independent artists. And one of my favorite artists right now, or she has been since I saw her perform, is Ledisi. Ledisi's on Verve. She was an indie artist for a long time, and she is amazing. Writes all of her own stuff, and it's just one of those type of artists that is just completely inspiring. Ledisi, L-E-D-I-S-I. She's amazing. There's a couple of other indie artists. There's Cy Smith. She's out of L.A. She's incredible.
Okay.
She's another indie artist, very talented, does a lot of stuff. I mean, and then there's people like Janelle Monae out of Atlanta, who is a sister who's doing a lot of different types of music. And I like a lot of different types of music. And, again, I'm a music supporter. I buy my music. Please buy music, people. If you're listening, do not steal music from the Internet. Do not download for free.
Yeah, because, you know, she needs to eat. Laura needs to eat. She needs to buy clothes. She needs to, you know, get some more songs on her iPod, you know. But that seriously, I mean, as an artist myself, as you know, I used to act a lot, and you know, people are in films and things. Artists, you know, the person that says a couple lines in the movie, they need you to buy the film so they can get their residual check. You know, artists like Laura, she's writing her songs and she's producing. She has a little more power, but she still needs the money to continue to produce wonderful music for you to listen to.
Please,
you know what I mean?
Yes. It's important. It's really affected our business. I mean, on every level, and like I said, in some good ways and in some bad ways. In bad ways, in terms of obviously, it's literally redefined the music business. But as an indie artist, it's better for indie artists now. So.
If they buy,
you know,
yeah.
Just keep that in mind. Please buy music, everybody. I know you go to the movies, you go out to dinner, you do this. Just, you know, spend $10, $20 a month on music, you know.
Yeah.
Support music. But in terms of artists, yeah, I mean, I like a lot of different stuff. I love Martina Topley Bird.
Okay.
I love just a lot of different stuff. So those are the kind of things that kind of get me excited. Maxwell's record, the latest, is a good commercial record that I think.
That's a fine man right there, okay. That's a fine black man right there.
Yeah, he's definitely got a vibe. So, you know, but then I teeter and I'll listen to some flamenco or some, you know, Brazilian, you know, stuff from Cuba. You know, so I like instrumental stuff as well that's kind of obscure and out there. So,
what's with Lonely Sunshine? Talk to me about Lonely Sunshine. That's an interesting title. That's a song on one of her, on her album.
Lonely Sunshine means... Basically, what it means is, you know, that one person, and if I release that as a single, if I do the video, it would be the type of thing where Lonely Sunshine is Martin Luther King, Lonely Sunshine is Jesus Christ, Lonely Sunshine is Gandhi, Lonely Sunshine is Barack Obama, Lonely Sunshine is, that's what Lonely Sunshine is.
Well, let
Lonely
me play
Sunshine.
A little bit of that.
Okay.
Let me play a little bit for the people so they can hear.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
The lyrics are like, what is life without peace and devotion? It's like, you know, what is a man with a gun? You know, so if Lonely Sunshine is that, the light, that one person that is the light that is always, and it can be on a small level. There's lots of lonely sunshines that are not icons of, you know, world history, for sure.
Right, could be somebody in the neighborhood.
And, you know, a good friend of mine that I was telling you about, my friend that recently passed was, a Lonely Sunshine, for sure.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about. I mentioned in the chat room, Laura is not only a singer, artist, producer, writer, but she has a passion about the issue of breast cancer in African American women. Laura, why don't you tell us a little bit about your friend, what was going on?
Well, I mean, I want to be honest, you know, and tell everybody, first of all, I mean, we all know that breast cancer exists, and unfortunately, you know, you go, you get checked, and you do all this, you know, and I want to be honest so that I don't seem like I'm misleading anybody, but I recently did lose somebody over this, a friend of mine who was young, who was a lonely sunshine. She was light. She was good for the planet. She was joy. She walked in the room, and she was such a beautiful spirit. And anyway, I lost her recently. She died of a very rare breast cancer, and I myself am gathering information, and I want to start a dialogue with the community, with anyone who will listen, because in talking to her mother said the one thing that I can do is we can talk to people. So I'm gathering information, and I would like everyone else to gather information. There is a rare breast cancer that is called inflammatory breast cancer, which mm-hmm. apparently is very deadly. It's the type of thing where they can't see it in a normal mammogram. Usually your breast will be swollen or it'll already have been infected with the cancer before they can even see it. Unfortunately, now I did some research and I'm getting conflicting information, and maybe Joy, you have some other information, or maybe someone out there who's listening has some information, but apparently it's very rare. It's only like in 1-5% of all breast cancer cases, and of those 1-5, it's like affecting 90% African American women, young women.
Yes, yes. Well, I went up to when we talked about it, I went up to the National Cancer Institute's website, and they have a good page about the inflammatory breast cancer, and it says it is a rare and very aggressive type of breast cancer, in which the cancer cells block the lymph vessels in the skins of the breast. And it occurs more frequently and at a younger age in African Americans than whites. Like other breast cancers, it can also occur in men, but usually at an older age than women. And as Laura stated, some of the symptoms are not typical of breast cancer. And for this one, it includes redness and swelling and warmth in the breast, and often without a distinct lump. So you may not have a lump.
Right.
But you still have cancer, and they said that is being caused by the cancer cells blocking the lymph vessels in the skin.
Good information, Joy. Thank you for getting that.
Yeah, so I put the link in the chat screen, but if anyone is interested, the National Cancer Institute, they have also about treatments and the different clinical trials that are trying to start.
That was one of the issues as well, is apparently, because they didn't know how to treat it, or they're still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
What the doctors are doing are giving people an antibiotic, and an antibiotic is not going to stop this. So if by chance anyone's listening and you're out there and you have this type of disease and you're taking an antibiotic, it is not going to work. You've got to do the chemo or the radiation. There's just no way around it. This is a very aggressive type of cancer. And even if you survive it the first time, if it comes back, the statistics are that you're going to die within 5 years. It's that aggressive. It will ravage your body.
Well, so that's the most important thing, is I think people getting their checkups, and women and men, if you're listening out there, and you guys who listen to me on a regular basis know I preach about preventive care. Getting your yearly checkups, going to, for women, getting your pap smears, getting your mammograms. And also, if you have a history in your family, really need to communicate with your family. It may not be on your mom's side, it could be on your dad's side. You need to check into that, because that affects, your health as you're growing and getting older. But don't delay. And I know that it's fear sometimes to learn new information about yourself that may not be happy information. But you know what? If you find out about it, then your life can be happy. You can make a decision, okay, I can do this kind of treatment. I can go to this kind of doctor. I can maybe help somebody else. You never know. But if you wait, then the chances are very slim to none. And like Laura said, with this particular type of breast cancer, inflammatory breast cancer, it's very deadly. On the site, it says that the treatment consists of chemotherapy, surgery, radiation therapy, hormonal therapy, and then they also talk about a drug I can't even pronounce, trastuzumab, and it's administered to patients whose tumors have, I guess, grown much larger. And then, but the point is that it's very aggressive and that you don't have a lot of time to think and wonder and ponder. But I did a show recently, Laura, on ovarian cancer, and ovarian cancer is very difficult to find. Did you know ovarian cancer can't be found with pap smears?
Wow. Are you kidding?
No, ovarian cancer is not found with pap smears. So the only way that people find out usually is too late or very it's far, far along, you know. So what is your friend? She is no longer with us now, though.
Unfortunately, she is not.
Yes.
She is not. And, you know, one of the things, you know, again, a lot of us in the community and a lot of people in general may be leery of the medical business. I understand. A lot of people might not have health care. I understand. There are free clinics. There are women's clinics all over in every major city where you can get you can go in and get pap smears by donation. You can get mammograms by donation. And again, I just want people to understand that you have to empower yourself and help yourself, because no one is going to do it for you. And even if the situation is, I don't have money, I can't do this, or I don't have a you know, healthcare that's going to cover this, because I know I've been paying for healthcare on my own for a few years now, and I went in and I got, you know, mammogram and, you know, pap smear and all that stuff, and then I had to pay all this extra money. I was like, what? So there's a very backward. That's another issue, but I just want people to know that, you know, the only way you're going to help yourself is to take action and take responsibility for yourself. There are clinics you can go and you can make a donation for $20. You can get full pap smear tests. You can get STD tests. You can get a mammogram. And I just want people to understand, have empower themselves instead of being leery. I understand why people are leery. I understand why people don't trust, you know, certain doctors.
Yeah, well, we talked about that. We talked about African-American. Their history in America, unfortunately, is negative. But it's today, people. Today is 2009. This is November 2009. And today is your opportunity to take your life back. You know, you can't worry about yesterday. What happened yesterday? Yes, you know, there's so many experiments on black men, on black women, you know, all kinds of crazy things, you know, but the point is today, is it happening today? No, today you can go to the free clinic. Today you can maybe apply for Medicaid. Today there are programs that are put out by a variety of nonprofit organizations that can help you across this country to get a free mammogram, to get a free pap smear, to get free HIV testing. You don't have to pay for it, or if you do, it's very minimal. You know, so don't sit there. And also, Laura, we talked about in the African American community about people saying, "Don't let them cut you open. Don't let them cut you open." You know,
there's a lot of, and again, I mean, because of the history in the community and in our culture, there's a lot of mistrust, but there's also a lot of misinformation, and we need to help each other and understand. Even though, besides the fact, you know, that there can be some misinformation and mistrust, we also need to help each other. If a doctor says we need to remove your breast, then remove your breast. You don't need your breast. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah,
it sounds,
yeah. But it's a very hard decision. You know, it's a very, I mean, that's what makes us, what, you know, and in a lot of cases us, a woman, to have breasts, you know. But to save your life, like Laura's saying, you got to take the next step in order to save your life.
I don't want to preach on your show about going to the doctor and supporting. I'm all into holistic, and I'm, you know, I do my detox. I'm natural. I'm very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm,
I travel the world. I really am a very holistic and all natural person. But unfortunately, there's stuff that are disproportionately statistically affecting the community. Women's health is at a serious disadvantage in this country and has been for a very long time. And we become victims because of misinformation or not, you know, just, I want women to, you know, to take control of themselves.
Take control
their body
of themselves, yeah.
And if you find a doctor that you like, whether it's at the clinic or maybe you're more comfortable with a woman or a man, whatever the case may be, just stick with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then develop a relationship with that person. Get information from that person. you know, but to be out there wandering around, it's just.
Let's play some more of your music here. What's the Dear Rita? Talk to me about the Dear Rita song.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Dear Rita is, there's a song on my record called Dear Rita, and it's funny because a lot of people think I'm like in love with a woman called Rita. Rita is my mother, who I've not seen since I was a little girl.
Okay, hold on. Let me play the song for them.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Now that does sound like a love song, but then you talk about. Tell me about that. Tell me just real quick a little bit. We have a couple minutes left. You're saying that was for your mom.
Yeah, it was just again one of those things where my producer had kind of had a track idea or that music, and I just went home and wrote the song like in 10 minutes. It just came out, and it was just one of those things. Like I had no idea. When I heard the music, I'm like, I have no idea what this song is going to be about. I had no idea what I wanted to write about lyrically, melodically, and I wrote it like in 10 minutes. So I figured when songs come out like that, it's like you're purging. Something's just coming out of you. Sometimes musical notes can literally vibrate within your body and bring out a certain emotion. They vibrate in a certain area. They vibrate in a certain register. And I think that this is one of those songs that, I don't know, it just came out. It's dedicated to my mother, who I've not seen in a very long time, and her name is Rita. So, thanks for bringing that one up because it's so funny. People are like, "So who's Rita?" I'm like, "You guys are crazy. Y'all are out your mind. This is all there is to it. Y'all are out your mind."
Oh man, what about Laura Left? That's the first track on the album, Laura Left. Now, what's that about?
You know, Laura Left is another one. I had written a song a long time ago called The Body Temple, and, you know, it's about, you know, my womanness. It's about my body temple, which is kind of what we were just talking about, which we need to check. So I dedicate, this is, again, you know, the lyrics, like, lay down my
Let me play it for them. I'll play it for them. We got about 2 minutes left. Let me play a little bit here. Okay.
I'll make your body shine.
Wow, so you got a little groove thing, you got a little love thing, you got some serious stuff, some political stuff. I just want to thank you so much this morning for coming on.
Thank you, Joy.
And you woke up real early. What time is it over there?
Girl, 8:30 on the West Coast, honey. Ooh, shit. I had to get up and make some coffee. I had to get up and get myself going and be alert.
Right. Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming on. I want to thank the listeners for listening this morning, all the people in the chat room, on the computers. Tune in next week, a very important issue, African-American men and prostate cancer. Charlie Wilson's... from the Gap Band will be here with the Prostate Cancer Foundation, also Zero, to End Prostate Cancer Organization. Tune in next week. All you men out there, come back 11 a.m. Eastern. That's the 21st, November 21st. And we're going to go out with Laura's Summertime in the City song. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Okay, peace.